So welcome everybody for this evening's meditation class. So if you'd like to make yourselves nice and comfortable, on a chair is fine, leaning against the wall is okay, or on the stools. The stools are very, you see some of the members here using a stool, that's also very, very comfortable. So find a nice place, a nice cushion, whatever you have, so that your body can be comfortable when you come here on a Friday evening. So sometimes I use a cushion and sometimes I just rely on my own considerable upholstery which I carry around with me wherever I go. Ah, very good. So we have another monk here visiting from Austria, isn't it? Yeah, very good. So if you'd like to close your eyes. We close our eyes because that calms our brain down. We don't have to be so concerned with all the visual input. It's just one less thing which our brain has to be concerned about. And your brains have been overworked. So to put that thing aside, sight, is really helpful. And you can experience with your eyes closed, you can be much more sensitive to what I say, but more importantly to how your body feels. So see if you can adjust your body. You can move your bottom backwards and forwards to try and get the most comfortable position. This is not a military camp, you are allowed to fidget. In fact, fidgeting is part of mindfulness and kindness. Because when you move your bottom or your legs or stretch your back, you are aware of that feeling of stretching your back, for example. You feel that. And you can see if it improves your comfort or if it makes it worse. As I say every week, mindfulness gives you feedback. You can try different postures by moving your back to the left and right, stretching it, loosening it, leaning against the chair back or leaning forward. Which is the best for you? When you're aware of that feeling, you can know the answer. Many, many people, they're not aware of their body. Even in the first part of meditation, they go after their breath or whatever else. So because they're not aware of how their body feels long enough, it means that they get aches and pains and they can't sit for very long. So being mindful and kind at the beginning helps you have a comfortable body for 30 minutes or even longer. So feel the body and adjust it. And it is all right to cough if that's going to alleviate the irritation, or to sneeze or to scratch. If we make too many rules, it's unkind. It lacks compassion. And once you've got your body as comfortable as you think you can make it through movement, now we go to the next level of relaxation, which I find always very interesting and effective. Now, can you experience a part, a section of your body which is irritating or painful or aching or whatever, but it's not comfortable? Sometimes a part inside your body. So just moving or scratching will not help. You have to adjust something else, not your position. Now what you adjust is your attitude of mind. The mind does affect the tension or relaxation of the body. Now you notice how that works. Take an irritating part of your body and zoom in on that irritating part. Feel it as fully as you can. That's called mindfulness. And next, see how that awareness changes, especially the quality of peace, freedom from irritation, comfort, or the opposite of being painful or aching or itchy. See how the attitude of mind affects that one part of your body which is causing a tiny problem or even a bigger problem. And you soon find you can take a part of your body which is aching or irritating and you can relax that irritation away. Your mindfulness of part of the body, it gives you some type of control, some ability to let go of tension. If I feel the part of my body is like being stretched, it's tense, I imagine two invisible monsters pulling at either end of my muscle, like pulling on the ends of a string. And then I imagine those two monsters letting go. It's a beautiful word, letting go of both ends. So the muscle becomes loose. Relax. And I feel freedom. Ease. Peace. If I feel part of my body is being squashed, that's like putting pressure on it. And I imagine the pressure being released. However I imagine that or visualize it. So the pressure is off my head, if you have a headache. Or off your intestines, if you've got an intestinal ache. Imagine the pressure being released. And your experience, your mindfulness will show you relaxing. So see how deeply, through mindfulness and adjusting the attitude of your mind to letting go, kindness, peace, how that can lead to deeper and deeper states of comfort physically. Don't even look at your mind yet. Start with your body. once the body is really relaxed, you should feel so deeply relaxed, it's a pleasurable feeling. I call it the delight of relaxation. The body is so loose and at ease that any tiredness, any aches and pains, any ill health tends to disappear. It's you're delightfully, physically at ease. And you can relax any part of the body through this technique and have immense good health. And also, we've been cultivating this awareness, but now focused on our body. Soon we will focus it on our mind. And its ability to be kind, seeking out the most comfortable position or place for our body. Now we're going to seek out the most comfortable place for our mind. Is your mind comfortable, at ease, at peace? Or is it still agitated and worried and burdened by things? Just to know that much means you're mindful, aware of the quality of your mind called peace or irritation. And by changing the attitude of the mind, you can calm the mind down, bring it to more peace, less agitation. Can you feel that happening? The mindfulness of the correct thing gives you that feedback, allowing you to calm the mind deeper and deeper and deeper. Just your mindfulness, just on how calm your mind is, or how agitated. And being aware of that quality, seeing how you can develop more and more peace, more calm. Just that much. You find it is kindness, letting it be, opening the door of your heart to this moment. That is what eases everything. once the mind is calm enough, then you may like to be aware of your breathing. But don't get the breath too quickly. If you're not ready, it's too hard to watch. If your breath is easy to watch and it's delightful, fine. Just watch, doesn't matter where, your breath coming in, your breath going out. Like watching the waves at a beach. The waves come up the shore, and the waves go out again. It's beautiful, gentle motion, in and out, without controlling the breath. You just observe without interfering, letting it be. Just one breath at a time. You don't think how long this is going to last or how many breaths. Just this breath is the only thing you ever have in the whole world. So just be with this breath and be kind to this little breath. And if it helps to calm down the thoughts, just as you breathe in, imagining peace or silence or stillness, any quality which you feel is important for you, imagine bringing that into your body and mind with every in-breath, breathing in peace. With every out-breath, whatever you need to let go of, whether it may be tiredness, sickness, breathe out, let go, breathe in peace, breathe out, let go. Without, let go. breathing in peace without echo. It is getting close to the end of the meditation, unfortunately. How do you feel? How much peace is in your mind? Relaxation in your body? Why? Also enjoy, like the delight of an relaxed body and the bliss of a mind which is still. Both telling you the secret of happiness. I will now ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, then come out from your meditation. See some more people trying to get in, so there's actually quite a big space in front here, so please, people can come in front here as long as it's not past the line which will block the cameras, or some of you there can move up a bit closer to the line. That gives people outside a chance to come in.